Welcome to the CEO Bros Podcast, After Hours, with Brian Baldiff, co-founded, grew, and sold VHT Studios. Brad Baldiff, CEO and co-founder of By Your Side Autism Therapy Services. Matt Croak, the consummate entertainer, jack of all trades, and serves as our host.
Right. So he listens to the 50th message, and it's exactly the same as his first message that he recorded 3 hours earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so anyway, we're talking about marketing tools. We sold marketing services at VHD Studios. So it was always like our marketing should be the ultimate. Like, we, you know, walk the talk, walk the walk. So our marketing department wanted to use the best marketing automation platform money could buy. Very expensive. All the bells, whistles, all the features.
You saw a bunch of them demoed and you went, this is the, we're doing the Cadillac, if you will.
Yeah. And it was pretty obvious at the time. It was the Cadillac. It was a huge investment for us though. At the time, like, this was okay. Can we really afford this? We, you know, this is an investment, blah, blah, blah. So we, you know, make the decision. We pull the trigger. We order this software. You commit to like a year or two or whatever, some crazy number. And, you know, I check in with the team like 6 weeks after the launch. I'm like, how's it going? And a lot of mumbling, stumbling. I realized we don't know how to use the thing. No one knows how to use it. It
the requires... box hadn't even been opened. No, there's not a box, but it's actually software.
Right. It's like, did we not get the instruction manual?
You bought it. Really, that's half the battle.
We got it.
Your heart was in the right place.
It's marketing automation. It does it itself. But a lot of these platforms, there's so much setup and configuration. You know, they don't just work out of the box. And I remember making the comment. I'm like, okay, I realize it's got all of this stuff, but you know, like when I get a cell phone, it should at least make a call. I shouldn't have to set that part up. Can't this even send out freaking emails? Not until you get a
cell phone. Here he goes.
I'm railing again.
Airlines are going to rail on you. You have a cellular carrier you want to rail on? Well, we got them up.
All of them. I hate all of them.
Okay. Jesus. Well, that just
ruined I'm insulting potential sponsors like two a week.
Well, I'm excited to bring Matt Tompkins into this conversation. We have a guest today. Matt, cheers.
Nice.
Cheers. Matt is the CEO of Two Brothers Creative. And Matt, as you can hear, we're talking platforms. Brad, quickly, I know you had some Google, even with By Your Side, that business as well.
Well, I mean, Matt is a subject matter expert. And I wanted to kind of pin him down on the whole ROI. Idea of marketing. You know, when we were trying to come up as a startup with a marketing budget, and it was all about, okay, you're always, for those of you that are getting involved in, you know, putting a marketing program together, you're thinking about what's your return on investment. And we were spending upwards of $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a month on Google ad spends, you know, because you had to have your business online. When you looked up Google, your business had to pop up. And I was just like, well, guys, do we have any metrics? I was asking my marketing team all the time, like, guys, do we have any metrics on, like, what's this doing for us? Like, are we getting more intake calls? Are we seeing customers, paying customers with revenue coming in from this, you know? And it was all about, for them, it was like, well, we're getting a lot of impressions. And it's like, I could give a shit about impressions. I want to know what happens as it relates to convertible conversions, which result in customers. And so I guess, yeah, I mean, having Matt on the line, which is great. I don't know how often, Matt, does that, the whole concept of ROI for marketing, does that come up as a, do you have, when you're working with a new business, are they asking you about it? Or is that something you're actually educating them on? You know,
He didn't introduce himself.
Well, he can introduce himself. Oh, well,
we have to talk to Matt. Yeah. I'm sorry, Matt, please.
Brad's all right. We got Matt on the line. I'm not pleased at any time.
I don't want to waste any time. Matt, please. Yes.
We can't waste our time. We got to get into it.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, Matt.
Well, yeah, my name is Matthew Tompkins. I like long walks on shore beaches and stuff. I'm living my best life as a single 44-year-old man in the middle of Omaha, Nebraska. So
we love that we got Matt on for just a short bit of time. So we're trying to maximize our time with Matt. Yeah. This is great.
But yeah, I mean, my history doesn't matter. I think it's more about, and this is a good, actually it's a good lesson for marketing and business, is like me being on the show, it doesn't matter what my history is. Okay, I've done radio, TV, all that fun stuff, whatever. Like, what matters is what I'm bringing to the table here for you and for your listener right now, your viewer, who is facing the same problem that you faced, you know, where it's like, where is the return on this? You're right. We usually have to educate them and we have to push for goal setting and things like that, metrics, because they just want more money. That's what they want. I want more money. I don't want to spend a lot of money. And it's really easy to get blinded by the lights, the glitz and the glam of marketing, because marketing is the one part of business that's like fun. It's like, you know, it's the creative part.
Sexy.
But it is. It's sexy. And that's, you know, oh, I can do that. I could come up with a funny Super Bowl ad. I could do that. It is maybe 1% creative. Okay, maybe 10% creative. But like, it's mostly studying the data, looking at things like, who is your audience? What do they actually need? What platform are they on? Which platform is going to produce an actual return for your company? And, you know, Google Ads, our very first company, they came to us to do SEO. We were looking at their current company and they were charging them $30,000 a month for ads they were not even running. And this went on for 3 months. This is $90,000 just gone. And not a single lead, let alone a qualified lead or conversion. So yes, I think setting goals and really like my message today would be, marketing can easily become overwhelming and feel like it's super complicated because of all the algorithms and platforms and everything. And everything's being thrown at us now with AI, this, that, and the other. And, you know, as you talked about, Brian, like your team, it's like, this is too much. Like, we don't even know how to use one of these things, let alone all 50 of them. So let's simplify this down, because marketing in its core is really simple. It's about discovery, people becoming aware of you, building trust, a relationship, and then servicing that person with a service or product and nurturing the relationship. There's a lot of different ways you can do it, but it can be simple. We can keep it simple, stupid, as I tell myself every morning.
You know, it's so refreshing to hear, because I have an improv background. A lot of people, same thing, like, oh, well, you just get up there and say funny lines. And improv has a lot of rules and no one knows you have to follow. So it's very refreshing to hear you say 10% creative, the rest of it. I think you have a quote on your website, you know, it's a science, not an art, which is a funny take on, oh, it's an art, not a science. So I love that line.
But I don't. I think most people, you know, our audience is mostly people starting businesses or becoming a leader at a company. They don't do it because they have marketing backgrounds. They do it because they're enamored with a product or a service or a market opportunity. And then it you know, occurs to you like, okay, I gotta get customers. I got salespeople I can hire. I should do marketing. And like you said, the number of options and the number of people saying we can get you $1 million in revenue and we get you 1 million customers and we can do this, that, and the other is insane. So sifting through that for somebody who doesn't have a marketing background,
it's impossible. Yeah, it really is.
But Matt, why don't we start though with, you said, hey, we do our best to keep it simple, stupid, or keep it stupid, simple, either way. Mm-hmm. But if I'm a new business owner out there, and I'm hearing all these different things that are out there. I can get into social media. I can spend my money here. I can spend my money there. Is there any kind of very simplest blueprint you'd say, like, start with this or think about this first? What would be your biggest piece of advice to say, this is where you should begin?
I would say, take this back to a relationship, and you can think of just a personal relationship, a dating, romantic relationship. There's two parties in the relationship. Just like there are two parties in this business relationship, there's the company, you, and the customer. And so let's start off with what the needs are and who the identity of these two people, because we can't, you know, we don't know what type of gifts to give that beautiful woman. If A, we don't even know if she's beautiful. We don't know what she's into. We don't know if she's allergic to chocolate or not. You know, it's like, these are the things we need to know so that we can best support that person in this relationship. So we start off by defining who is your target, like what they would call your buyer persona, or it's a customer persona, where you really get granular. And you can have multiple versions of these, but it's good to just start with like a primary. Like, this is the person that we want most at our company. Like, this is, if we have these people all day, every day, I could retire tomorrow and I'd be happy camper. And you want to go through it. And we have a form that you can fill out for free on our website and download that's that you guys have actually gone through, where you can put in like, what are their hopes, their fears, their dreams? Like, do they have kids, you know, and really take it down to like, picture a literal person that you're speaking to in your mind. And that's step one. So now you know who the customer is. Step
two then is figuring out that, or can we come back to that? What do you think's better?
Well, I would ask. Let's jump in there, because I have questions about the two is, because where he's going is a really good point. There's a couple things we can talk about there. One is he's already saying, all right, you have you, the customer. We don't know who that person is. What we're going to ask him specifically about that.
And let me just set it up again, just to highlight before you don't lose that thought. You know, I've always heard,
Brian's lost it. Oh, please continue.
I've always heard, know who you're talking to. Like, you hear those things, but in working with Two Brothers Creative, we really did a deep dive on a whole new level that was very interesting.
Well, and like an improv comedy, you know this, know the audience, like read the room, you know, like I'm not going to walk into a room of grandmas and drop F-bombs in my comedy act. I'm going to walk in and go, okay, maybe I'm going to tone it down a little bit. Maybe I don't do the Bob Saget, you know, rough cut version of, you know, the aristocrats in front of all these grandmas. Maybe I tone it back and I just do some grandma humor, you know? So it really is like, you got to read the room. You got to know who it is you're speaking to. And you really, with your any business, like a business in its simple form is it's a solution to a problem. And if you don't know what the problem is, it's hard to know what the problem is if you don't know who has the problem, you know, like, so, okay, this is the problem that our business solves, but who has this problem? And so you really want to figure this out. It's a extremely healthy and important, I would say vital exercise. That's why we make it part of like brand development, like the development of a business from its foundation, just like your core values, your mission statement, things like that, because everything that comes is built off of this, you know? So it's, you know, the color choices that you use inside of your place, you know, is this female or male? Does it have a parental feel, or, you know, there's a more college age crowd. I mean, there's some stark differences depending on who your persona is.
We talked about that in a previous episode, Matt. I don't know if you saw it, but VHT was a bunch of like 30-year-old guys selling to real estate agents who are average 65-year-old women.
And so,
until we brought in a marketing firm to point out to us that they don't like everything black and silver and Star Wars and techie. Mm-hmm. But my question to you, just because it just came up the other day, was, so a lot of times people think of the consumer when they're doing these personas, but a lot of businesses sell to other businesses. So like at VHT Studios, you know, the decision maker was the head of IT. So we built a persona around the head of IT. It wasn't just, you know, hey.
The end consumer. It was the middleman, essentially.
Yeah, the decision maker at a business. And so, you know, I guess that's just a point, not a question. Persona could be about an end consumer, or could be about who is the decision maker. Either way, I think a lot of companies don't give it enough thought.
Well, the question would be, how do you shape that? How do you shape that in that exercise if it's a...
It's the same exercise, to be honest with you. Like at our company, we're a B2B, so we service other businesses, and we have two personas, a primary and a secondary. And the main one we're trying to appeal to with our organic content, like just free helpful resources, our podcast episodes, or just free helpful tools, is the marketing director and or entrepreneur who owns a business, because they're kind of one and the same, where they're having the same troubles with having to do all their marketing themselves. But then there's the decision maker, like you said, like that person's the gatekeeper. And then you have the decision maker who makes the final decision. The decision maker, all they really care about is, can I trust this? You know, they just want to trust. They want to validate, all right, they're legit. I can trust them. I'm going to follow the recommendation of my, you know, the gatekeeper. So the gatekeeper is about building, is showing your credibility, you know, showing that they can, providing them something of value without asking for anything in return. It really is kind of what you're doing in that relationship. But Brian, you're right. Like those are target personas for inside a business. But you have to have a singular person that you are trying to connect with or target. And then that shapes every other decision you make next. So like you mentioned all these platforms, and there's probably, I don't even know, like 17, 20 different new social media platforms just since we started recording this that have launched. And like,
I got to get home.
The instinct is that we want to be on all of them. But I would really encourage people to start with just one and really think about your persona. Again, what is the platform they spend the most time on? what is it they're doing on that platform? Because that's an important second question. You know, if they're on Facebook or Instagram, they're not there to be sold something. They're not there to learn how to do something. They're just there for entertainment. Those are entertainment platforms. So if you're doing entertainment content just for brand awareness, that's fine. If you're doing more of the how-to instructional, or you want to solve problems, that sort of thing, YouTube is going to be where you want to put that content, you know? So find out where your customer is spending the most time, and then put all your effort into one platform. I mean, when we kind of spread ourselves thin on like six different platforms, we're doing six different things, like kind of half-ass. Like maybe what would just be, just take all the energy and put it into one and let's dominate that one. Let's do it really, really well. Then we can add the second one and the third one, you know?
I was gonna say, Matt, where Brian was going, I've been very impressed with, you know, as CEO Bros, the company, we're working with Two Brothers from a marketing perspective. As we've shared with our viewers, we're saying, hey, the CEO Bros is a business and we're trying to move from A to B to C. And I've been really impressed with Two Brothers from the standpoint of, so many companies get, you know, hired on, or you need a marketing subject matter expert to come in, help you with certain things. And they just literally start dropping into, we're going to place ads here. We're going to post these reels, or we're going to do these shorts. We're going to do this, right. And I've been really impressed with the fact that you guys have really gone into deep into the, who is the customer? Who are you guys trying to appeal to? Why are you guys even doing this from an origin story? Why are you doing what you're doing? Who's the customer? Why would the customer relate with any of your content whatsoever? And I think it's such a meaningful, along the way, we were kind of like, how is this going to add up, or how is this going to connect? And sure enough, it connects the whole way through. So for our viewers that are out there, I would encourage you to look up Two Brothers, because, and we're not even done with the process, but I would say just by the amount of energy of going into the inner workings of, why are you doing what you're doing? Why does the viewer or the listener even want to listen to this? How does the content relate to them? It's been a really interesting and unique experience. I've appreciated it. Yeah. And so you guys are been great to work with thus far.
And that's true for any business, whether it's a dentist, a restaurant, a plumbing company. So
I appreciate you saying that. I mean, especially from your perspective, because you've probably had everything pitched at you over the years as a CEO, you know, and C-suite management. And it really is like I became extremely passionate. Like when I say extremely passionate, like I nerded out like probably no nerd has nerded out before. Like, so when my friends that were getting ripped off this cup, so they were my very first client, really close friends with them, husband and wife own this property management company. And then they wanted us to take over their search engine optimization management, because this company was literally ripping them off. And we'd never done it before. I'd never done it. And I'm like, what motivates me is to be able to help people with what I've learned. And so I spent the next 3 months. There's a platform we use for SEO management called SEMrush, and they offered at the time these like hour-long free one-on-one coaching sessions, but they didn't put a limit on how many you could have. So I literally did these like every day of the week, and by the end of the summer, they were saying,
"I'm sorry, sir, but, like, you're gonna have to leave."
I'll never forget this business coach. He gave me all these books to read and everything, and I said, "Man, why are you giving me all this free information? This is all the secrets to everything." And he goes, "Man, you're not gonna read the books." He's like, "Nobody ever reads the books."
I read and all of them.
I love reading.
What do you do after you read the books? I wrote a book.
But it's these tools that I can use, because I have, I think one thing I'm proud of is to be able to build trust with people with just honesty and kind of a rapport. Like I can be honest and tell you, hey, your baby's ugly, without you thinking it's an insult, you know, because sometimes we need to hear those hard truths. But if we simplify this down and like, okay, I know how to do all the complicated stuff. You, the customer, like, you don't need to understand, you don't have to be an expert on all the different intricacies of SEO and AI search and all these different things. As a business owner, if it's just you're doing it on your own, solopreneur, you just need to know like the top three things that you need to focus on right now. Focus on those. And if you're a CEO or in the C-suite and you have a marketing team, then I would say like you need to know enough to like not get ripped off and to be able to understand what they're saying. And so that's what I try and kind of help people with, is let's go to the beginning. Let's go to the who is this for? Why are we doing this? As you said, Brad, that's like a big one that people kind of skim over. Like, why is it that we're doing this? Because it's always about the why. I just told you what my why is. That's why we're doing it. So simplify it down, and like, it's really easy to make it complicated, more complicated than it needs to be.
So Matt, when you hear, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you're talking about personas. How many times do you hear from a new business or entrepreneur, oh, our product's for everybody, our service appeals to everybody?
If anytime somebody says, our products are for everybody, what they actually said is our products are for nobody, because that's a lie. First off, your products aren't for everybody. Your product, not everybody on planet Earth is even capable of buying your product. Like, so it's, that's just a flat out lie to say it's for everybody. And the reason that we want to have personas is we want to resonate deeply. Like, nobody wants to be just one of many. And so like, you look at like, what made radio, morning radio shows, so unique and entertaining 20, 30, 40 years ago, it was because they were localized and they had these eccentric hosts who were unique. And now they've kind of watered it down. They've made it for everybody, you know? And it's like, so it just, you want to be specific. And the one thing I'll say with that, Brian, is that you won't alienate people. That's the fear. Like, oh, if we get specific, we'll alienate people. You won't. People who need to find you and want to find you will always find you. This is for your ideal customer.
Matt, what do you have on the back burner? What are you working on? Anything exciting that you got coming down the pipe?
Yeah. So the Lance, who you've been working with, Lance Pendleton, he's a business coach, coaches a lot of entrepreneurs and has worked in the real estate space for a while. We teamed up to put together this. It's an app that'll be available in the Google and Apple stores here relatively soon. It may be out now here because it just depends on when this episode drops here. But this is it's an app that has an online course in it. It's $97 a month. In this course, we go through everything that we've been kind of talking about here. Every single platform, like,
great.
I'm going to tell you the truth, like, Instagram is not where you should be promoting your business because it's like a 1% engagement rate for businesses. Running ads, different story, but for organic content, you know, if you're a real estate agent, you should be on Pinterest because it's dominated by 85% women, medium income of $155,000 a year, and only 5% of real estate agents are on it. It's a visual platform. So things like that, your Google business profile is more important than your website. Like, if you're a local business, you should be focusing on that like it's a social media channel. And YouTube is the other really big one. Like, YouTube, people use YouTube as this place to just store videos. And I don't think people realize that YouTube has 1 billion more monthly active users than the next biggest social platform, which is Facebook.
It's that big of a gap.
That big. YouTube is that big of a, that's interesting. Yep.
Well, everybody's on YouTube, and YouTube is Google. So you got to consider, like, if the last thing I want to kind of leave you guys with as far as like a tip, put yourself in the minds of your customer, right? Because we are customers ourselves, you know? So like, if, you know, Brian, if you had to buy a new pair of shoes or a new random part for your pool that you don't even know what it's called, but you had to look, scan it and look it up.
That happens all the time.
What's the first thing you're going to do? Your bikini, you had to order the thong.
You don't want Brian in the bikini.
The mankini.
Oh boy.
But you're going to go to Google, right? And you're going to Google mankini, and you're going to like, okay, let's see what this mankini looks like. And you're going to want to see what? Photos and videos. And what's going to show up at the top? Videos. And then if there's a local, you know, male bikini store in your neck of the woods, that would show up with the Google business profiles there. But in all seriousness, like, that's what you need to focus on, is what is showing up on page one. And it's the AI answer, you know, which AI search with ChatGPT represents about 30% of all search engine volume. And that's huge because Google was like 90% just a couple years ago. And now chat's like up to 30. Reddit is about 12%. So the reason they're so popular is they're answering the questions people are asking and not hitting people with ads and all this kind of stuff. So with videos on YouTube, you can jump to page one really fast. And then your Google business profile is on page one. So service those two things. I think if you're for a local business, if you have a local market, that's going to get you. And YouTube, when the latest reports, they by far delivered the most leads for businesses. When you want to talk about an ROI, like, that's where you're going to get the return, is on YouTube. And you can dial in and track the analytics and target things much more effectively than any other platform. So YouTube, AI search, and Google business profile, those are the three big ones that I'm focused on right now to recommend. But we cover those in this course where we break it down. Like, here's what you need to do. Here's the way to check it. Here's the audit, the checklist. And of course, we're available to kind of help coach anybody through it as needed as well.
Well, that time flew. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, you touched on a couple things there before we wrap up, and we should do a really quick speed round with Matt really quick. We do a quick question, Matt, quick answer back. But I would just say that, where we are right now in the process of CEO Bros, I just said the level of detail and the thought process to going into kind of building out, connecting with the customer, connecting with the viewer, connecting with the listener, and building out, that's great. And at the end of the day, I mean, the proof will be in the pudding with the ROI, right? Whether or not it pans out, but that's, I think for those that are out there as viewers, that's the thing you got to be considering. You have to spend money to make money, and you have to go through a very thoughtful process to get your business off the ground. And so just want to let everybody know that it's been great working with Two Brothers thus far, and Matt and Lance. Quick questions. I would say, Matt, what's a movie that has a lasting impression for you? You said you're an actor, a comedian.
Ooh, movie that lasting
is there impression. Anything that's been resonating with you, that your favorite movie? It comes on and you got to keep turning it on 10 times.
Oh, man. I mean, like, one of my favorite movies is Crazy Stupid Love. I think any time that movie,
I haven't heard, I haven't seen I haven't seen that one
John
either.
Cusack? No.
No, I wouldn't put John Cusack at the top of my list. Come on.
I'll put a big John Cusack at X. He's on the right side. Cusack, done.
No, this was, it has Steve Carell and
Emma Watson. Emma and Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but every time this movie, if it's on, I'm watching it. Like if I'm about to leave the house and it comes on, like, oh, but I'm not leaving. Because I don't know, it's just so endearing. And it's just such a, just kind of a classic kind of love story there. So I'm kind of a sap for the love stories.
Okay. I'm always looking to try to focus more, what's your best strategy for staying focused? Is it a list to get a buck around? What do you use that's effective for you that can be helpful?
I think, just one thing at a time, like is really like just focusing on that. Like we want to put together, I used to do this long lists of things. If you have ADD, that's a thing where we'll just do list after list after list.
Yeah.
And it feels good, but then it gets overwhelming really fast. And then we look at it and we're like, I didn't get any of these done. And Lance, he's actually coached me from the beginning. He's like, Matt, he's like, I want you to pick three things this week that are going to move the needle the most. The company, and that's the only three things you're going to do this week.
I have three lists with 72 items on there. No, you missed the whole point, for crying out loud. Brian, what about you? What do you got for
all me? Right. Well, before I get to my question, first, Amber, no matter what Brad says, you do not insert an AI generated photo of me in a mankini when Matt was talking about that craziness.
That would be horrible. First of all, Brian,
talk about our subscriber account.
You
like
do
this.
That. You totally. Now we have to.
When I just told her no, absolutely.
Yeah, which
not.
Means it's a yes. Which,
no means yeah, yes.
You
no,
literally actually, now
subscriber kind
you
of
realize
drops
every single
planet.
Person watching and listening is going, they better have him in a mankini now.
Oh,
now
you just think anybody is saying
well,
that?
No, I do. No one's saying that.
Anybody's saying
no
that.
One.
No. Not and then your comments about YouTube, it's really hit me in the last just 6 months. Everybody I talked to, from my 3-year-old granddaughter to my 28-year-old son, when you say, what do you watch? I watch YouTube. It's like they don't say ABC, NBC, CBS. They don't talk about cable channels, everything. And now I'm addicted. After everybody goes to sleep at night, I go to YouTube. I'm watching baseball highlights. I'm watching outtakes from movies. It's crazy.
You know what a podcast is now?
I do know what a podcast now. 30 episodes in.
And
I,
this I is the end is. Of a podcast. Look
yeah,
at that.
We can't
Matt,
believe
first
that.
Of all, thank you for
I
your energy.
My question.
You don't get, oh,
wait. Well, you just had it.
You're just not giving him the snub there.
Wait a minute. I know.
Wasn't that the question?
All the time.
Or no, I guess
no,
it wasn't.
My question is hero or somebody you admire.
We have to.
Okay, we want to hear that.
I like that.
I mean, yeah, Matthew McConaughey, I like his style. I wish I was as cool as him,
I can see a little Matthew McConaughey in you.
And I like the Matthew. I changed my name from, I used to be Matt, and then I went to Matthew and I thought, okay, man, I'm like once I hit 40, I'm like, I got to start doing laundry and things like adults, I guess.
I got a pile that goes all the way up to the ceiling.
Yeah. All right. I'll get to it.
I want to say one thing about you can do all of this big stuff, business, marketing, everything. And you don't have to spend a ton of money. Cause like, it's really like I made a list one day of all the things that would make my day a perfect day, like 10 things. And I'm like, man, if I had everything, like millions of dollars, and 10 of those, 9 out of 10 of those things, all of them are things I could do right now in the moment. Like none, how much money I had or spent, it didn't have any impact on it. You know, last one, you know, dating a, you know, top 10, you know, Sports Illustrated supermodel, that one probably would take some money. I probably have to have some, you know, some clout.
Big ass.
But,
no, that can
but
happen.
You can do all that stuff.
He does think he's Matthew McConaughey. Right?
So I, you know, but have some faith in yourself, because it is overwhelming and daunting. It feels that way, but you can do it. And we've coached business owners who are doing it. You guys are doing it right now. You know, I've done it. You know, if I can do it, I think that's proof that anybody can do it, right?
Well, it's again, thanks for your insight, your energy. We'll definitely have to have you on again. So much great stuff to explore. So much great stuff for our listeners. Hit subscribe. So when Matthew's on again, you'll get it downloaded right to your inbox. So cheers, everyone.
Sounds good.
Happy Friday, Matt. Matthew, thank you so much. Brother.
Thank you.
Later, bros.
Bye-bye.